Hey friends, this is Life After College, and I'm Coach Brigana. I'm here to inspire you to level up, empowering you to rise to new heights on your journey as you create the success you've always dreamed of. Let's dive in. Welcome back to Life After College. I'm Coach Brigana, and this is episode 10. Are you considering attending grad school? Or have you thought about the possibility of attending grad school but are unsure of what program to apply to? How about being unsure of what path to take in general? Well, today we aim to open the aperture to the various paths that are available to you post-grad. And to help me with this topic, I have a fantastic guest, Miss Teresha Griffin. Woo! Miss Teresha Griffin is a colleague of mine. We both work at the National Defense University together. At one point, I worked with her at the College of International Security Affairs, but then we had to sadly part ways, but we have still stayed friends. Teresha actually wrote a letter of recommendation for me for grad school, so she's been part of my journey to get my master's, and she's just a really great friend and has a fabulous backstory. And so welcome, Teresha, to the Life After College podcast.
Thank you so much, Coach Brigana. I really appreciate you having me on the podcast. I appreciate this opportunity to share this experience with you and this a discussion about all the options that you can take after completing an undergraduate degree. So thank you for having me.
Yes. So let's dive into that, because our background, it's very different. How you went into grad school versus how I went into grad school. It's like the same, but there are some differences. So share with our listeners what your journey was like from undergrad to grad school.
That is a great question. You know, as I was finishing my bachelor's degree in anthropology, I was thinking that I would go directly from college to a job. You know, that's what I was thinking. And I'll never forget, it was the fall semester of my senior year at the College of Charleston. And I visited the Career Center to talk to a career advisor to see if she could give me some tips for landing an internship in the spring semester, because I figured an internship would then give me the path to enter into some kind of full-time position after graduation. And when I went to the Career Center and I talked to this one career advisor that I always chatted with, she said, "You know, you're an anthropology major. You need to go and live overseas." And I said, "Huh, I hadn't even considered that." And so she gave me all the details about the Japan Exchange and Teaching Program. And within a few minutes, I was completely hooked on the idea. Within the next couple of hours, I had reached out to professors for letters of recommendation. I had gone to the registrar's office to get an unofficial transcript, and I began working on my personal statement. So within hours, I was completely hooked on the idea, this idea that I'd never even considered. So I wound up applying for the program, getting an interview, and then ultimately getting accepted to the program. And just to clarify, it is actually a job, but it's a really kind of cushy job where you are teaching, but you have a lot of support. I taught middle school Japanese children conversational English. And basically, I went into the classroom and I practiced with them, helped them practice their English. So it was a really great experience. And so I did that for 2 years. And then when I returned to the States, I started working in higher education at the University of South Carolina, and I was there for about 3 years before I then pursued a master's degree. So there was about a 5-year gap in between completing my bachelor's degree and enrolling in a master's program. So it wasn't the journey I expected to take. So that's why I would encourage everyone, like who is approaching the end of their undergraduate career, their undergraduate degree, to just consider all of your options. You just never know where life will take you. So just be to be open and consider all of the many options there are. You don't have to go directly into a graduate program. And I'll just say that 2 years I spent in Japan was fantastic, and I wouldn't trade that experience for the world.
And so I know you were saying you were going to go to your career counselor, but did you have set in your mind a particular path before going there? Like, did you foresee, okay, well, I'm going to get a job and then X, Y, Z?
I really didn't have a clear path at the moment. At that moment, I did figure I would end up in some kind of educational environment, which actually that wound up to be the case, right? Considering where I am now. But I didn't have the exact path that I wanted to go in. And I think part of that is because as I looked for the opportunities that were immediately available to me, basically just going on job websites in the local area, it occurred to me like, oh, well, maybe these are my only options. So I didn't even know that I had other options until that career advisor, told me about the Japan Exchange and Teaching Program.
And so I heard you say, so higher education was something you had always been considering, like a direction you wanted to go in.
Yes, it had been. Or education of some type. I wasn't completely sold on education at that point, but I always felt like I had an inclination to be in an educational environment. I didn't know if I would end up as an elementary school teacher or a high school teacher. I didn't know, but I knew that I wanted to be in education.
And so with the exchange program, did that help to solidify things, or was there still kind of like, I don't know, what was a turning point for you?
So I think, now I will say this, like with my degree in anthropology, I always knew that I wanted to have my future include something with an international flavor to it, right? Because anthropology is all about the study of like cultural diversity and things of that nature. But what solidified it, I think that experience in Japan did solidify it in a sense, because I wanted my dream job to be, after, Japan, I wanted to be a study abroad coordinator at a
Ooh.
college or university, right? That's what I
Nice.
wanted to do. But it turns out, you accept opportunities that are available to you at the time, if you want a paycheck, which was the case for me. I desperately wanted a paycheck after I came back from Japan. And the position that was available to me was in the Institutional Research and Assessment Unit at the University of South Carolina. And so I wound up getting an entry-level position in that unit. And then that's what's led me to progress my career in that particular field in higher education. And so that's how I've wound up where I am today, which it's actually a field I really enjoy. It's very critical to a higher education institution to have an institutional research and assessment unit so that you can stay abreast of trends in higher education, ensure that you're using data to inform decision making. All of those things are just so important. So I didn't exactly end up as a study abroad coordinator in higher education, but I appreciate where I am at this point. And I think that all of my experiences, the entry-level experiences in higher education, as well as the experience abroad in Japan, are relevant to where I am now, particularly at the College of International Security Affairs, where we have such a very large international student population. So it's all the experience that I gained up until this point, all of that experience is absolutely relevant to what I'm doing now.
Yeah, definitely. I similar to you in terms of I took, there was a very long span between undergrad and grad school. Even just to complete my undergrad, that's a whole story in itself. That's another episode. And for me, I completed undergrad, and a lot of people were encouraging me, like, go to grad school, just get an MBA. Not that there's anything wrong with an MBA. For me, so let me back up a little bit. My bachelor's degree was business administration. So I already had some of those courses under my belt, obviously not to the level that a master's program would be, but I just didn't think that was for me, and I was so unsure. I just didn't know. I'm like, I have no clue what program I would want to apply to. I was unsure. And so for me, I said, well, I'm going to work because I get to pay bills. And
Exactly. You have to pay bills.
yeah, and I think the biggest thing is allowing life to unfold and staying open to possibilities and staying open to the little nudges. I think it's so fantastic that for you, you went there seeking advice for one thing and it opened up a whole new opportunity that, as you said, wasn't even on your radar. And the fact that
Absolutely.
you then, I mean, I would have loved to have gone. I mean, I just want to go to Japan in general, but I mean, I think that would have been such a great experience.
Absolutely. It was amazing. And, if I hadn't been flexible enough to just consider that option, it's something that I wouldn't have done. So I'm glad that something dropped in my spirit to take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, definitely. I know for me, I would not have applied to the master's program that I applied to had I not have worked at the College of International Security Affairs. And working with students, I was very much involved in Blackboard and building courses and hosting workshops for our symposiums and actually putting on symposium events. And so thinking through things differently, it made me curious, like, oh, what programs are out there? And so I think that's the one of the big takeaways that I hope our listeners are hearing from this is opportunities and possibility can come from anywhere. And
Absolutely.
it's a matter of being open and allowing yourself to experience something maybe scary because it's unknown, but if you just dive in and check it out, in an episode previous to this, I think it's episode 8, I'm saying there, we don't know what we don't know. There's so many
Absolutely.
just unknowns in life, and fear will be there. However, you got to get curious. You got to jump in. It's okay to fail because that's feedback. And
I
so,
agree.
is there anything you would have done differently? Like, I know you say it was a great experience, but now knowing all you know, being in the position you are now, which I actually didn't mention it. Can you just, for the listeners, just let them know what your current position is?
Sure, yeah. So I am the Director of Institutional Research and Assessment at the College of International Security Affairs at the National Defense University, which is an extremely long title. And that involves many things, one of them being collecting all types of data about our students, their performance in our program, their feedback. Faculty feedback and just using all of that data to help our senior leadership inform decision making and make improvements. So it's a lot of data visualization. So it's a very nice role if you appreciate making things look pretty and telling a story in a creative way. So that's the gist of what I do. I don't want to bore the listeners. but that's what my current role is. And even though I had intended to start out as a study abroad director or advisor, when I got into that entry-level position in institutional research, it actually helped me rise through the ranks to the director level. So I do appreciate every part of my journey. And to follow up on the question you asked about would I do anything differently, actually, no. No, because I took advantage of every opportunity that came my way, that even those that didn't really align with what I thought I should be doing. I didn't think I should necessarily be going to Japan until someone gave me that option. I didn't think that I would be in institutional research and assessment until that was the entry-level position that was available to me. I could have said no, like, well, no, this isn't the path I expected to take. But if I had said no to those things, I think I wouldn't be where I am today, and I'm very happy with where I wound up. And I think it's important to know that, as someone who's completing their undergraduate degree, your path to wherever you want to be doesn't have to be linear, right? It doesn't have to be a straight path. You can take some detours and some twists and turns and still end up in a very great place. So I think that's something important for folks to consider.
No, thank you for mentioning that. I think that is such an important thing to touch on. My path surely has not been linear at all. And I think most people I've talked to, their path really hasn't been linear. I think a lot of people too, they may even go into a degree and a degree program, and then they realize, this isn't for me. Or they complete it and then they get out into the world and then they just end up in a different direction than what
Absolutely.
they thought they were going to go into. I think also what you're saying with, things don't have to be linear is to trust your own timing. Society is going to tell you what your timing's gonna is supposed to look like. Social media, because that's the day and age that we're in, social media will also tell you what things should look like and what your timing should look like. And you're gonna maybe see friends, family members, your network, you're gonna see them progressing at different levels. And first and foremost, realize that comparison is the thief of joy. Don't let nobody
Amen.
steal your joy, okay? Don't go and do
Absolutely.
it.
I
But
agree 10,000%. Amen to that.
yeah, it's and don't get me wrong, it sounds great and it's something I work on every single day of remembering that and staying in my lane. 'Cause guess what? In my lane, there's no traffic.
Oh, I love that. I've never heard that before.
I
I love
saw it
it.
on social media and I was like, ooh, I'm gonna use that. That's so great.
Oh, I love it.
But with your timing, own you. Own your
Absolutely.
timing. Own your life. Know who you are and know what you like, know what you don't like. Looking back, and this is going a little outside of grad school, but so much of younger me was consumed with who I should be, and I'm quoting should, and I didn't take enough time getting to know who I really am, was back then. And it can, if you don't know who you are, you can be easily swayed. And so know who you are. And if that means taking a gap year to discover that and to take a job opportunity that may just seem interesting, that's great. If it's like you studying abroad, hey, do that too. If that's gonna allow you to define who you are and what your path is and get some clarity, that's okay. I think there's this within our society, this like rush and okay, you're going to college, it's 4 years. Okay, and then grad school, 2 years. Guess what? I didn't finish my grad school in 2 years. I couldn't. I was working full time and going to school full time, and that didn't work for me. It was hard.
Absolutely. It's a lot of work.
And that's okay. And I feel so often we don't hear that it's okay to go at your own pace and to discover who you are. And what I'm hearing from you in your experience is that you were like, yeah, let's do it. Let's just see what unfolds.
Absolutely. That's the approach that I took. And it worked out. And I think a lot of what we're talking about probably resonates with those folks who are managing graduate degree programs. Because like you mentioned, taking time off in between undergrad and graduate school. And you mentioned also earlier an MBA program. For some MBA programs, you cannot even apply. Well, I mean, you can apply, but some of the admissions criteria includes having 1 to 2 years of actual work experience. Because I think so many folks realize now that you're not going to benefit from that degree unless you have some real life practical experience to contribute. So I think everyone, you know, I don't, unless you absolutely know, I guess you want to be a doctor or something, but I feel like everyone would benefit from a year or two just working and discovering what you might like or discovering what you might hate, which makes me think of another point. We all have to pay our dues, right? Like, when you get into that new position and you hate taking meeting minutes, you hate making coffee, or you hate having to manage your boss's calendar, those things are all so critical to learning about the workplace and learning to be flexible, learning to do the grunt work, because that's where a lot of the learning takes place. You know, we don't want to admit that, but you have to start at the bottom sometimes. And that means that you have to pay your dues and you have to do all of the menial tasks that no one else wants to do until you make it to that next level. So, but you know, don't discredit that time of paying your dues. It's so critically important. Now, we know on social media, the way it would appear, you know, based on some people's profiles, that they never had to pay their dues. They just left college and they were the vice president of this, you know, grand company. You know, I don't think that's very believable. So, you know, you can't believe everything you see on social media, but that's the reality of life. You, especially professional life, you have to pay your dues. You have to start at the bottom and work your way up. And there's so much to be gained in that journey. So, you know, don't dismiss it. Really enjoy it and lean into it and just do the very best that you can until you get to that next step.
Definitely. And so when you said you came back from Japan and then you worked for 2 years, is that what helped you to decide then what master's program you were going to go into, or did you already have an idea?
So that is a great question. My entry-level position at the University of South Carolina, where I was paying all the dues, by the way, doing a lot of grunt work, that absolutely influenced my decision to earn a master's degree, a master of education in higher education. I knew that I loved working in a higher education setting. So absolutely. And I think that's clearly another reason why sometimes it's a good idea to delay enrolling in a master's degree program until you've had some work experience potentially in that field. So you know if that's something that you would like to pursue as a career. And you brought that up earlier. Like, I know so many people who've earned law degrees, went straight from undergrad into law school, you know, studied for the LSAT, spent hours trying to get their applications together, went to law school. And usually at that point, if it's not for you, they decide, like, wow, I really hate law school. It's lots of writing and research and very limited time for other things. But, I found that people have gone to school and slugged through that law degree only to find out that they hate the legal profession. So, and that is a lot of money to spend, unless you received a full ride, which is amazing. That's a lot of money to spend to then decide, hey, I really don't like this. So again, that's another reason to just really take your time and see if you can get your feet wet, get some experience in some of these fields that that you're considering.
Definitely. Another thing that I also thought of is there are quite a few companies, organizations that are willing to pay for your education. And
Absolutely.
so keep that in mind as you're applying to places. If you decide to have a gap year, or if that's just how things shake out. I know quite a few people who started working and they're like, okay, this is the field. And then they applied for jobs. And one of those things that you get to ask on your interview are, what benefits do you have? And professional development is really what it falls under. And so if you can get a master's program and work at the same time, that's a win-win. That's an opportunity. As you can see just from this conversation, there's so many different avenues that you can go down. Yes, you can go from undergrad to grad school. You can study abroad. You can start to work. Maybe it's just travel. Maybe it's not necessarily study abroad, but maybe you just take the year to travel. And now there's so many remote jobs and things that you can do. The thing I think that we're both saying is don't put so much pressure on yourself
Absolutely.
to potentially be someone you're not, or to fall into a path that you feel you should, quote unquote, should walk down, and to allow yourself the opportunity and the time to figure it out. It's okay to figure it out.
I agree with you 10,000%. And just to follow up on that, you have so much more time than you think you have. You have time. You mentioned it earlier. Everyone's just rushing to get to that end goal, to be the vice president of some marketing company. I always mention marketing because if you watch movies and TV, everyone has like one of three jobs. Either they're like a marketing
So true.
advertising director, they're a lawyer, or they're like a doctor, right? So those are the three things. I'm sure you can throw out a few more that, constantly pop up in like the media and also like on television. But you have so much time to figure it out. You can take some twists and turns, and you don't want to rush your journey because there's so much to be gained in those, like you mentioned in your earlier podcast about the failures, right? That's your opportunity for feedback. There's so much to be gained in the failure. There's a lot to be gained in taking detours. Lots of learning happens there. And there's just so much time. And I think I'm about to age myself, but it was 20 years ago that I got on a plane with another group of, recent college graduates and went to Japan to teach English to young people in Japan. That was 20 years ago. And I spent 2 years over there. And looking at my life now and what I've done, I'm like, wow, that was 2 tiny years. Can you imagine if I didn't take the time to have that experience? I would have regretted it and thought, wait a minute, I wound up where I was supposed to be. I could have spent those 2 years living overseas because it all goes by so quickly, and you just realize you have so much time to live life and learn and make mistakes and try different things out. So I think another thing too, you don't want to have any regrets. You don't want to regret any experience that you didn't take because you can look 20 years later and you're like, wow, I really did have time to do that, but I decided to rush to be the VP of this marketing firm when I could have taken some of those detours and really had some interesting, life-changing experiences in between. So, yeah, you have to
Well,
consider all your options.
yeah, consider all the options and even look for the options.
Right. I
Because
agree.
sometimes they really won't fall in into your lap. I think that's the other thing is you got to do the work. Not everything
Absolutely.
just falls in your lap. And that's I constantly talk about it in my episodes, but be curious. Just be curious. It doesn't mean you have to go down any direction. It's just being curious, being open to I constantly tell myself, oh, I wonder if this will happen. Like, oh, it would be great if da 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 da. And then next thing you know, these things happen, and it's creating the space for it to happen by being curious, rather than like, oh, it needs to be like this, and it should look like that, and I want it to be da da da. It's not helpful when you do those things.
I agree. I agree. And, being flexible, being open, being adaptable, all of those things are attributes that you need in the workplace, right? So it's best to probably start early and just be open to new things and be willing to adapt. There's just so much to experience in life. There's so much to experience in all areas of life and even like professionally, right? I just can't speak enough about just the detours you can take, the people you will meet, the relationships that you will build. Like I think about Japan specifically, that was 20 years ago that I went, and I'm still friends with almost all the people that I met over like 20 years ago, those relationships that you build along the way. So just don't be in a rush and just cherish every opportunity that you get, even the painful ones. The thing about the painful experiences and the awful work situations, you will definitely hate it while you're in it, but then a year or two later, when you're in that next position and you're faced with some difficult situation, you look back on that situation you didn't enjoy several years earlier, and you're like, wow, I'm so glad I had that awful experience because now I have some direct knowledge of how I can tackle this new issue that's presented itself. So all experiences you can use to your benefit, even the ones that we don't like, even getting that coffee in the morning for the boss or whatever, which I don't think anyone asks you to get their coffee anymore. I'm not sure about that, but just everything you experience will mold you into a solid professional. I
Definitely.
believe that wholeheartedly.
Definitely. You've dropped so many like truth knowledge bombs, but as we close out here, what are three tips or three lessons learned that you know now that you would tell your younger self or tell, our listeners who are in college, they're feeling maybe overwhelmed, maybe they have some anxiety. What are your three tips or lessons learned that you can share with the listeners?
Oh, there's so much. So I have to only decide on three, huh? One thing about being in college, I think that people forget is your life is not supposed to be perfect in college. You're not supposed to know everything. You're there to learn, you're there to explore. So take full advantage of that. And, I know we've talked about that quite a bit after college, but even in college, take some interesting electives. I took Latin. Like, it's not something that I actually use today, but I took Latin. So thoroughly enjoy your college experience and take advantage of all the interesting courses and opportunities that present themselves. The stress of college, a tip for that is to make sure you're studying what you actually want to study. I can't tell you how many people, when I think about my undergraduate years at the College of Charleston, everyone who I met in freshman year, they were either a biology major or a business major or some field that they thought that they should be studying. And then I would meet up with these same people about 4 semesters later, and they were, oh, I'm an art history major, or I'm in communications now. They went from biology to communications. Study what you want to study. And with that, I think about anthropology. I wasn't sure what I wanted to major in, but I assumed I would go into the medical field because that's what everyone around me was doing until I took an anthropology course and I was sold the very first anthropology course that I took. And people will tell you, well, you can't find a job in anthropology. Someone told me I was going to be homeless. I'm not homeless. Everything I learned in anthropology is applicable to what I'm doing today. So enjoy your college years and study what you want to study. Do not follow what everyone else is doing. And then number three is just to follow up on what we already discussed. You know, as you're approaching the end of your college career, your degree, really take the time to consider your options, all of your options, and be sure to seek out those options, right? Because
Definitely.
not everything is going to be readily visible to you and in your pathway that you can see. So you have to take the time to, as you mentioned, Brianna, to really seek out some different opportunities. So those are the things that I would offer. I could offer about 10 more, but I know we have a time limit here today.
No, these are really, really great tips, lessons learned. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for sharing. I think if we can sum this up, it's consider all options, stay curious, and own your path. Own who you are. Those are the three takeaways from today. I like to have some takeaways in addition to Teresha's three takeaways of college. And if you want to know more about Teresha and reach out to her, don't worry. I'll have all her information in the show notes. Thank you so much once again. And everyone, make it a good week, make good choices, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks for joining me on another episode of Life After College. Be sure to stay up to date on all the latest episodes by subscribing. Want to connect? Reach out on Instagram and TikTok at Next Level Bree. And if you're ready to level up and want support on your journey to success, visit the contact page at coachbrianna.com. Thanks again for listening. Be sure to share and subscribe. And remember, you're in the driver's seat on your road to success.